City Current. Produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or tune in to Radio Access 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
Welcome to a Mandan edition of City Current. It's Wednesday, September 4th, and we're here in the studios at Dakota Media Access. I'm Mary Van Sickle, and because it's a Mandan edition, Jim Neubauer is here.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's September. We're kind of saying goodbye to summer.
Yeah, we hope we get another 3 or 4 months.
Looking forward to some nice fall weather. Yes,
absolutely.
We all do. Absolutely. We're here to talk about the City Commission actions last night at the Mandan City Commission meeting.
Early start at 5 o'clock last night.
And that's right.
Some of us need a reminder that it's 5 o'clock instead of 5:30.
I heard you walked in a little bit late.
I walked in a little bit late, but we got things taken care of, so that's good.
You got there when you needed to be there. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the action on the meeting last night. There was, under bids, there was an award of bids on heavy equipment rates to some local contractors to help City of Mandan in the event that we have some snow emergencies.
We assume we're going to have to hire outside contractors during the wintertime to do snow removal and stuff for this, so we do a pricing sheet kind of we put out for bids in August and get those results back in September, and the commission approved those bids last night. So we have a better idea on, we kind of know from year to year how many hours we might need to hire equipment, and we know what the prices are now, so we'll move forward with that. And like I said, we don't like to talk about that winter snow removal in September, but it is a fact of life.
And you can't predict what's going to happen if we end up with some back-to-back blizzards. That's type of activity. It's difficult for existing staff, public works, to handle that. So
this gives us an idea on what equipment is out there and what the going rate is for it. And so we're not having to shop for that equipment when we have our first blizzard in the middle of winter. So we get those prices established now so we can move forward.
Well, it's being proactive in the event that something does come up this winter and you're prepared for that. So makes sense. Under new business, it was kind of an interesting new project, if you will, talking about brownfield spaces in the city. And what came forward last night was the agreement with Stantec, who's an existing firm here, a consulting firm here.
Consulting firm in town. And Brownfields program is a federal program that assists with the redevelopment or development of underutilized sites. It's not just contaminated sites. It's maybe you may have a property that has been vacant for a long time and needs some tender loving care, or the owner might need some ideas on what can they do with this site. So Stantec made a proposal to the city. We've interviewed them, talked about, you know, how do we go about these steps. The program is through, I believe, EPA Region 8, which is North Dakota, is part of that. And I think there have been not very many applications for assessments on the Brownfields program from North Dakota. Stantec noticed this as an opportunity. City of Mandan met with them and said, okay, let's engage Stantec to put together an application for a Brownfields grant. This is at no cost to the city right now, and the Brownfield grant, if we are successful in being awarded, there's a no match to it either. It's a pure federal grant, and we move forward from there. So during the next several months, we'll be reviewing different sites that our team comes up with, and along with Stantec, you know, what might be an underutilized site within the city of Mandan that we may want to take another look at and see. Again, maybe that property owner is, they're not sure where to go with it, and they're not sure what to do with it. This may provide some ideas for that.
So at the very least, it sounds like the end result could be an inventory of potential sites that could be ripe for development, so to speak.
Absolutely. And like I said, this is a planning grant that we will be applying for. The application is what Stantec will be doing. Federal government comes out and issues, here's your time frames in which to have this stuff done by. We may expect to be, I think the tentative timeline would be we'd have a grant application in by the end of 2019, or roughly there. It may take 3 or 4, 5, 6 months to find out if we are actually awarded and successful in that.
Yeah.
So we're probably looking at the later part of 2020 if there is some applications that we can move forward with.
Well, it's kind of interesting, and I'm sure we'll talk about it again once this process starts moving forward.
A lot of meetings
forward.
Will happen right now, and again, this is a no-cost application to the city. It's kind of a no-lose situation.
Right.
And the grant funds that would come back is a no-local match. So we're kind of excited about that part, too.
All right. Sounds good. There was an appointment last night to your Planning and Zoning Commission, and this is something we talk about periodically. You have a lot of volunteer boards and commissions.
I think we have 18, if last count is correct, about 18 different volunteer boards that City of Mandan engages to help govern the city and provide ideas. Planning and Zoning is one of those committees. There was one of our members resigned, and because of some other conflicts that they had. And therefore, we had unfilled term. We advertise for these, so anyone from the public is feel free to, if you want to join, get involved in your local community, apply for one of these open positions. Victoria Veda had applied for it. She was the only application for planning and zoning, so it's probably an easy choice. Mm-hmm. So she will fill the unexpired term of that vacant member.
So lots of 18 different boards or
I think they have 18 different boards.
CityMandan.com. You can go to the website. Yep. There's always information in there on how you can get involved. Planning and zoning, there's some heavy lifting in that group.
Yep, they meet once a month. So the fourth Monday of the month, I believe, they meet at 5:15 p.m.
Yep.
These are very important decisions that they make. And they make recommendations. So most of our committees are recommending bodies, so they make a recommendation up to the city commission, in which the city commission then will hear those recommendations too. So,
and I say heavy lifting, some heavy lifting. I mean, there's some homework to do with.
There's some homework
and zoning,
to do with planning and zoning. Absolutely, we've got some members on there who are pretty new, and we have members on there who have been on planning and zoning for, I think, Bob Langang has 40 years in.
Wow.
A lot of good history there that he brings to the table.
Absolutely.
And we're awful lucky to have Bob. But again, very good committee to get involved in if you're looking at what's going on in the city and how can we help. And zoning issues are always very good learning experiences for people.
Absolutely. Bartlett and West, in our last commission meeting, the previous commission meeting, I should say, was awarded the contract to develop a plan for the Dykeshorn Park, Heritage Plaza, and the library.
Yep, the recent donation from Energy Transfer was moving this project forward. And it'll be, you know, what we've talked about is a new building for the library. It has a bookmobile that currently is stored up at the Morton County shop. We'd like to get that closer to its home base, along with some additional meeting room and maybe some space realignments within the library. We know that we have some roof issues there, some windows, and other tender loving care things that need to be done. And along with that, we've talked about what else can we do with Dykeshorn Park and Heritage Plaza to moving to the east. Maybe there's an idea for another pavilion where you could have maybe on, you know, every night of the week in the summer is filled up with band concerts in the band shell. The Vern Cermak band shell, I should say. And on the other side, could there be another pavilion type where maybe you'd have two musical events or two
stages going
at the same time?
Interesting.
And, some improvements to the park and things like that. So we're excited.
And they've been awarded the contract, so that's always already moving forward. But last night they came in with their phase one and two, kind of an outline of where they expect the process to go.
Right. Last night, August 20th, we said, okay, Bartlett and West, you are the you will be the main driver behind this and the main information folks, and you'll be the architect behind it. We in turn then had a contract proposed last night. The commission approved that contract. Along with that had, you know, I think there were 15 or 16 different steps just for the master planning of this whole area, because we don't want to, it's hard to put a plop a building in one area without it having a ripple effect on everything else that happens
Absolutely.
In the park. So
and we've, you know, we talk about this almost every time we're together. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of improvements coming into downtown Mandan. The roads, you've got a designs working, putting together the design for downtown streets.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah.
Next week we'll be doing, or next year in 2020, we'll be doing the conversion from kind of 4 lanes to 3 lanes, moving from the west end of Mandan over to about Collins in the middle of town. Pick up some additional parking on the south side, which everybody's always wanted. since years gone by when Main Street was redone. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to pick up some of that parking again. And these improvements, like I said, there may be a phase one and a phase two, maybe part of it. These things will happen in 2020 and maybe some will happen in 2021. But again, it's a great addition, and we're so thankful for the donation to get this off the ground.
And there's a lot of pieces to this.
Many moving pieces, a lot of stakeholder groups that will get together within the next couple months and put a good plan forward.
It'd be great to, I can't wait to see some of the designs that come forward. That's
going to be an exciting process for everybody involved.
That's great. And I would assume Bartlett and West will be reporting pretty regularly now at commission meetings. So
Bartlett and West and also StanTech will be doing a lot of the
road work.
A lot of the master planning on this whole thing. So like I said, we're looking forward to working with those folks and move this forward.
All right. More Engineering is the group that was awarded the engineering services for the Midtown East Street Improvement District last night.
Again, another one of those where the last commission meeting they approved, I think 7 or 8 different engineering firms apply and put in proposals. Those were interviewed and ranked. Moore was a top top ranked firm. And again, a contract was brought forward with them last night to start that process. Part of our street maintenance plan, we're moving from east to west. And so this part is just a touch east of the Mandan Post Office
and
Collins
Avenue.
We have a map
that Lloyd could probably, thank you, Lloyd, pop up here. So, again, just part of your ongoing maintenance. This is another area that's been identified with aging infrastructure that needs to be replaced.
Right. And this is, you know, the map is, it's an estimate on what the project will amount to with. We'll look at some new water lines, some storm sewer, curb, street, sidewalk, and things like that as needed. And like I said, that is the map that's in place right now. Depending on how things come out and then dollars that are needed to do this project, that map may expand or it may shrink a little bit. Again, depending on water lines and the prices of things, we try and keep, I think we're going to try and keep this project within the $5 to $6 million range and we'll move forward from there. So again, hopefully the engineering firm will be on board. We will be going out for bids later this winter and hopefully have a contractor on board in spring to start this project. Again, depending on special assessments and protests and costs and what does the district
public
look like.
Public meetings will be held.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Speaking of water, we speak of water a lot.
Yes, we do.
We've talked about this new water intake and transmission line for the city of Mandan. This is a big deal. This is and it's coming closer, getting closer to being
project we've been working on for probably 15 years, I think. And this summer, when the State Water Commission awarded City of Mandan roughly $11 to $12 million in grant monies to move forward, we last night the commission approved accepting grant dollars from the State Water Commission. I think that was about $10.977 million to help with this project. We had received earlier grants in the amount of about $1.2 million. So there's a couple different grants we've applied for. And like I said, this last night is kind of a big step that the board approved going out for bids on the project.
And so the advertisement for bids
will go out shortly. I think October 22nd is the date when those bids are due back. So we'll probably come back in the first part of November, and we'll know a heck of a lot more on what prices are and schedule and how this will all come together. But
some work has been started, as I understand, right?
Yep.
I
mean, we have been, like I said, this has been in the works for probably 15 years since the river channel moved or has moved from the west side right by our intake farther to the east. The floods of 2011 kind of changed everything a little bit, and we thought, oh, we're in good shape for a few years now. And now that sandbar has started to migrate back towards our intake. And you know, Mother Nature has a lot to do with this, and we're kind of out of our control.
And basically what's happening, as I understand it, just to simplify it, the water intake where it sits now will be abandoned. You'll be moving that principal water intake place downstream
to about if you're familiar with the north end of the Riverbend addition. So we're probably three quarters to a mile south of where we currently are. Project will be installing the intake at that location. We'll be running parallel pipes or two sets of pipes running underneath the railroad tracks up to Marathon Refineries property, 3/4 of a mile north, and we will dump that fresh water back into the headwaters of our plant, so we don't have to redo our plant, and we'll start that process again. And we're running two sets of pipes so that in case there's an issue with one of the pipes, we can switch over to the other one. We might as well do it all at one time.
Yeah.
Because water's, you know, fairly important for everybody in town, and you don't want to be without it for a very long time.
No, so, exactly.
Some redundancy going on here for both us. We also treat the water for Missouri West Water Systems, which is the rural water carrier around Morton County. And we also, this intake will be pulling water in for the refinery.
Okay.
So it's a really good partnership between City of Mandan, State Water Commission, Marathon Petroleum, and, you know, all Missouri West Water Systems.
This is a big project. So yep. Advertisement for bids.
Advertisement for bids go out. And like I said, I think bids are due back on October 22nd. So we'll know a heck of a lot more at that point in time on the prices and the cost. And
it'll come back and we'll talk about it again after the commission.
Yes.
Receives those bids, I'm sure. Under resolutions and ordinances, second and final consideration.
Right.
On the Meadow Ridge 4th and 5th projects, this is up in the area of Mandan, near the Walmart Junior
near
High
east
area.
Of Walmart.
Okay.
And like I said, I think the last time we were on City Current, I may have said Meadow Ridge 6th. Mistake, so it would be Meadow Ridge 4th and 5th.
Shame on you.
I know.
4th and 5th is what was
some of our local residents brought that to my attention. I said, okay, I think I misspoke. I better apologize.
Got ahead of yourself.
Meadow Ridge 4th and 5th, again, developments to the east of Walmart. And again, second considerations by the commission. Both of those were passed. And again, we had residents, I think Tom and Loretta Landice, who live in that area, expressed their concerns about stormwater issues moving through their property. And they did a great job of telling the story.
Yes, absolutely.
From 2030. They would tell you 100 years ago until now. But they did. Loretta did a very good job of, of putting her pieces together in a format that said, okay, here's the issues that we're having. You better make sure that whatever new developments you're planning on, and they are not against development in any shape or form. They just want to make sure that what is being done does not impact their property.
Yep.
And we fully get that.
Yeah. Even though the project did go through, the commissioners were listened to a fairly long testimony on their behalf. I don't think you can ignore it. There's some water concerns up there that will be, you know, looked at and monitored as this moves forward. But the 4th and 5th of Meadow Ridge, we're not talking about huge numbers of lots. In fact, Lloyd, thank you for the map.
Yep.
The 4th edition is up on the screen right now. So we're not talking
hundreds of lots or anything like that. We're just and I think the developers on this property have phased things in reasonable chunks that you know, they don't want to get out in front of themselves. And again, the Landices bring up and say, we want to make sure that the stormwater issues are taken care of, and the commission heard them loud and clear.
It was nice to see people testifying and being at the podium and respectful and organized, and it's the way it works.
Yeah, and
it really does.
And like, it's always good to hear from folks that live in that vicinity to say if there are concerns, and we've had many chats with the Landices over the years about what can be done and what's the right solution and to the issue that they have. And we right now don't have a great solution, but we want to make sure that we're not doing any additional creating additional issues for them.
Absolutely. Also last night, a second and final consideration for a zoning amendment for Midway 14th.
Right.
We talked about this the last time you were here.
Malloy Electric, if you're familiar with Action Motorsports, Malloy Electric out on the east end of the strip, they're looking at expanding their operations. So I think they have purchased the property just to the east of them. And again, wanted to marry up those two zonings and make sure they're consistent with what they want to do in the future.
Yeah, we have a map up right now, too. It just kind of shows that general location of the property, again, between I-94 and Memorial Highway. Yep. It's a nice little industrial area that's been developed over the last few years.
Right. And I know Malloy Electric, at the last commission meeting, brought in and gave the commission kind of a little PowerPoint show of, here's what we do. We are rewinding motors that are coming in from Canada and Texas and everywhere else. And it's stuff that you may not know goes on in a building that is very well kept up and yards looking nice. And
employed.
There's a lot of stuff going on in there. Very good jobs.
Yeah, kind of a hidden treasure, one of those many that live in the community. Yeah.
Pretty excited about their expansion again. Hopefully we'll bring more jobs to the community. And
this was kind of a bit of housekeeping just to make get the zoning consistent in the area. So it was an easy yes, and it went through.
Yep, there were no issues with this at all.
Okay. Also last night, second and final consideration about crematoriums and where they can be located. Maybe this is the last time we're going to talk about crematoriums. It's been going round and round for a little while.
It's not that we never want to talk about issues, but we kind of hope this one is now put to rest a little bit. But a few months ago, there was a request for some rezoning, and we wanted to clean up our crematoriums because an individual had come forward and said we would like to build a crematorium in a particular location. We looked at what the zoning we had and how the regulations worked and said, well, those probably aren't adequate. We need to provide more protection for the adjoining property owners. It turned out, it moved in several different directions. Ended up being crematoriums would only be allowed in the Mandan Union Cemetery. This ordinance kind of relaxes that a little bit, but again, puts in that if you're going to construct a crematorium, it's in an industrial zone property and has to be X amount of feet away from a dwelling or property lines and things like that. And like I said, we think this is a pretty good compromise for everyone involved.
And obviously, crematoriums are necessary in our community.
Yes.
It sounds like this is a good, reasonable outcome of where it can be located.
We see that, we at our Manning Union Cemetery bought a columbarium, which is kind of a wall that you can put your vases in
remains.
And your remains in that don't have to be buried and things like that.
Sure.
So that should be moving out into our cemetery shortly this year yet.
Mm-hmm.
And cremation is becoming much more popular than it ever was. And
funeral industry is changing along with
it is,
everyone else.
We probably see 50% are cremated remains, and the others are still, a vault and everything else. So
again, the action last night just gives more options to the operators that seem to be acceptable.
Yep. So that went through. And like I said, hopefully that'll be the last time we'll see that for a while.
Yeah. Also under resolution and ordinances last night was the transfer of property by a non-exclusive listing agreement. The city acquires property whether they want to or not.
Yep.
But
we have done that over the course of many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And John Van Dyke, our city planner, one of his goals was to, all right, we've got a lot of property. We've got a lot of parcels here and there scattered throughout the city. Why don't we put them all up for sale? And this is round two of that. I'm not sure if we may have a round three coming, but a lot of the properties last night are up in the kind of scattered around town, but in the Rough Rider edition that we've had inquiries from neighbors that say, hey, the city owns this property. We probably acquired it through back taxes or people just kind of walking away from the issue. Adjoining property comes in and says, we'd like to buy that from you to expand our yard or do something different on that.
Mm-hmm.
We, in turn, in order for the city to sell property, we have to put it out for bids, advertise it, make it available to the public. And again, so we thought, well, let's put a whole bunch of these together out and put them out. And you can find that information on the cityofmandan.com's website. And if you're interested in a piece, we've got Darren Schmidt from Oak Tree Realtors is with a non-exclusive agreement. And in turn, work through him and bring those proposals back to the city.
There were quite a few parcels listed on your agenda, I believe over 30?
Yep, and for lack of a better term, a lot of odds and ends.
Yeah.
Where something happened and a piece of property got split up, and at that point in time, it maybe was the right thing to do.
Maybe it could be a terrain issue or just non-buildable in some way.
There are a number of those that are non-buildable, but the neighbor may want to just say, you know what, I've been using this property for a long time. Why don't I just buy it and let's make it legal?
Yeah.
Again, a lot of these lots are non-buildable and the terrain makes it such, and they maybe get sold and they maybe not. So, it makes it available for the public to look at and say, maybe they'll have some interest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that kind of wrapped up the activity of the meeting last night, but we still have the 2020 budget. That's pending.
Absolutely. For the 2020 city. Budget is, the budget hearing is September 17th at 6 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
And those times and those are set. And the county, I think, auditor sent out notices the end of August that most residents should have in their mm-hmm. mailbox today or yesterday, saying here is, based on preliminary budgets, here's the effect on your, you know, here's what your property value, the change in your property value is. Here's what the change in taxes that may be due to each of the entities, mm-hmm. being the Menin Public School District, the state of North Dakota,
along with County.
Morton County, Parks and Rec, and the city.
Yeah.
And whether there's a water district in there or not. You know, we have Lower Hart and we have Morton County Water District in ours. Again, there's an accumulation at the bottom that says, here's what the expected change in your property taxes will mm-hmm. be.
Those are great. Those letters that we get at the end of the August now at every year are really helpful.
Yeah.
I think it's really helpful for a property tax or property owner to know how your taxes will be affected yeah. the next year.
The legislature has gone through a couple iterations of this process, but I mm-hmm. think right now this letter lays out here when all the public
clear.
Hearings are, here's yeah. what your property value is looking like, mm-hmm. and here's what the affected here's what the effects may have. And
you told me earlier that your taxes for your particular property in Mandan are going to go up for a...
My particular property, I didn't have a change in value.
Okay.
And after everybody has done their mill levies and their preliminary budgets, I think the change was $1.25.
For the year.
For the year. For my property. So not a lot of change for me. Your property may be affected differently
absolutely.
Based on
yep.
if your value went up or
sure.
your value went down.
And where you're located sometimes.
Absolutely.
If you're in
yep.
the ETA, it's a little different than
different.
In the city or if you're in the county. So a lot
right.
different for people.
Yep. So take a look at
but
those.
But that's pretty reasonable. $1.24.
I think I won't have to cut back on too much. But yeah, it's very reasonable. And again, this notice is pretty darn clear. It'll tell you.
Yeah.
Dates, times, when those public hearings will be yeah. in the budgets, and like I said.
So it'll be open public hearing on
yep.
September 17th at 6 p.m.
City of Mandan's.
People can come and talk and ask questions. Now, this would be just for the City of Mandan's
correct.
Budget.
Yep.
Right.
And then the dates on that letter give you the dates for the hearings for the other entities
sure.
also.
Okay.
So
after that, it's done for a few months. You can take a rest and start
done
up
done for a
again.
Minute, and usually about March, we'll start up with the 2021 budget. So,
there you go.
Yes.
Also, we wanted to mention that the Business Pitch Challenge is still mm-hmm. accepting applications up till October 1st.
October 1st is the deadline for those. Next Tuesday on September 10th, we've got our seventh annual business startup workshop. And again, we try and do the workshop prior to the deadline for
mm-hmm.
your business pitch
yeah.
document that you need to put in. So again, September 10th at the Harvest Grill in Mandan, and you can this has been so well received. There's a lot of people that come in that are new entrepreneurs that will give, you know, each have a chance to visit with everyone. You have a chance to ask questions of them, you know, what were the things that went well for you in your first year,
mm-hmm.
what didn't go well, how did you write your business proposal and things like that. So it's like seventh year we've done this, and the attendance has grown every single year since we started.
So you'll have people who run businesses in Mandan
yep.
now available to answer questions or mentor or whatever, and then
right.
city staff to answer questions as
yep.
well.
Ellen Huber and Carrie Moore do a great job, along with the Economic Development Opportunities Committee, to help put this on. And
sure.
Like I said, it's been very well received.
Okay.
In the past. So
you'd like to have people register. It is free to attend.
It is free to attend. We'd love to have you register. You can do that at cityofmandan.com under business development and look for registrations or Google it and you'll be able to find it. So we need a kind of a head count of how many cookie platters to order and things
yeah.
like that. But again, great event and been very well received
and
in the community.
We should remind people that the Business Pitch Challenge has the potential for a forgivable loan
correct.
As an award if
yep.
you are the chosen business pitch.
Yep. And what we like to say is this is not simply a Mandan event. If you're in Bismarck and you want to come over and hear the stories, we like to use our Mandan entrepreneurs as our guests and our guest speakers, but
mm-hmm.
it isn't limited to just City of Mandan. It's if you're in Morton County or Bismarck, Burley County or
community
wherever.
Wide.
Community wide.
Absolutely.
And like I said, it's been a great event for everyone.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Thanks for being here today, Jim.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And thank you for tuning in to this edition of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, visit cityofmandan.com or call 701-667-3215. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you would like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD, or on Radio Access 102.5 FM. It's also available as a podcast on radioaccess.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.